P-O-S-T.
P-O-S-T. Post. The cereals you like the most brings you the Roy Rogers Show, starring the king of the cowboys himself, Roy Rogers.
It's roundup
time on the double R bar. So saddle your horse, 'cause we're gonna ride far.
The double R bar ranch transcribes stories and songs of the real West with the Whippoorwills, the wisest trail scout of them all, Jonah Wild, played by Forrest Lewis, the queen of the West, Dale Evans, and in person, the king of the cowboys, Roy Rogers.
Well, howdy, folks. This is Roy Rogers. Buckaroos, I'm real particular about what I recommend, because I know the fellow who lends his name to just any old thing soon loses his friends. But I'm telling you this, you can count on anything bearing the brand name Post, because Post cereals are good. So get your mom to put some on the shelf and try them, won't you? Well, sir, we're about rid of Don Wallace, who runs that hangout for criminals in Mineral City. He's wanted on a serious charge up north, and the authorities are sending a man down to get him. He should be on the trail here right now.
Oh, boy. Hey, Fred. Look up there, that mountain trail.
Hey, he must have lost his mind driving at such a speed.
Yeah, he ought to know better than to drive a car on a narrow trail like that. If he takes one curve too fast, Donnie goes 100 feet. Hey, Fred, he's gone over the edge.
Yeah. Well, let's get on to Don Wallace's place before the law gets us.
Oh, wait a minute, Fred. Bank messengers, cattle buyers, people carrying big rolls of money use the mountain trails a lot. Huh. Might pay us to ride over and see if that hombre was carrying anything we can use.
Well, I guess we wasted our time, eh, Bruce?
Maybe not.
That paper important?
It's a warrant for the arrest of Don Wallace.
The Don Wallace we know? The one in Mineral City?
Yeah, this hombre here is a law officer. He was on his way to get Wallace and take him back up north for trial.
It must be Wallace is under arrest in Mineral City, then. We better keep away from there. He can't protect us if he's in bad with the law himself.
Yeah, no, hold everything, Fred. With this badge and these papers, we might be able to do Wallace a favor and ourselves, too.
Yeah.
There's no reason why I can't be this guy and pick up Wallace myself.
That's risky.
It's worth a risk. You wait.
Well, I got him. Where is all this? You can't
take as long as I thought it would.
Now, Wallace, my name is Bruce. Leslie Combs Bruce III.
Bruce! What you said?
This is Fred Pafford.
Fred? But I got word about you boys. I was to hide you out for 6 months.
So instead, we're hiding you out.
Yeah, you're free, Wallace. We're not the law at all.
We pulled a fast one on the law.
Boy. This is the greatest thing that ever happened. I was to do you a favor.
Well, maybe you can still do us a favor, Wallace.
How?
Well, we'd like to make a deal.
How can I turn you down?
Well, now, you're free, but you can't go back to Mineral City.
I can't even stay in Paradise Valley.
Well, suppose Fred and I was to take over your place and run it.
Why,
nobody's going to bother us there. Nobody knows us. We could run it and send you a share of the profit.
What's all this about you having trouble, Dale?
Yeah, now, Dale, this ain't something that'll take long, is it? I'm pretty busy today.
Jonah has to get his saber sharpened and his medals polished, Dale. An old girlfriend is going to call on him.
Honest?
Now, Roy Rogers, you're bearing false witness. You're just
well,
a...
Well, why does he have to sharpen his saber? Is he going to skin her?
Probably.
Yeah. No, just a second here. Gloria ain't an old girlfriend of mine at all.
Gloria?
Yeah, Gloria H. Hanrahan. Gulpin' Glory, we called her. Yeah, and at one time she was General Thomas Kenneth Rowe's sweetheart. Oh, I tell you, she was a pretty little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde as a white leghorn pullet and dainty as a hummingbird.
Well, why is she coming to see you, Jonah?
Well, next Thursday's Thanksgiving. I say next Thursday's Thanksgiving, Dale. And every year I make a practice of cooking up a turkey and sending it to my old general. Sort of sentimental, you know.
Oh, nice.
This year I heard Gloria was in the Navy.
Oh, Rogers is my name.
Roy Rogers, I suppose.
That's right. Where's your partner? I want to talk to you.
Get outside. Nobody told you could come in here.
You need some help, Bruce?
There won't be any trouble unless you start it. All I came up for was to tell you that Miss Evans needs this room for other guests.
We like it here, Rogers, and we intend to stay.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going to help you pack right now.
That's what you think you're up to.
Fred lunges, catching Roy in the jaw. Roy staggers. As he does so, Bruce comes forward, swinging with the right of the left. Roy has his back against the wall. Takes several more blows before he sees open. Then Roy delivers a straight left that catches Fred square on the mouth. Fred goes down. Roy wheels. He goes after Bruce. His fist cutting, driving, pounding. Bruce is staggering. Bruce is down.
Now get yourself together. Get all your...
Stand out of the way, generals, boy.
I'll charge you down. I say I'll charge you down. Lay your dirty fist on Roy and I'll ride right on over you.
Well, that's enough, Jonah.
Well...
Let's not put the sheriff in an embarrassing position. Come on, Sheriff. I'm ready.
All right, Roy. So nobody can beat you, eh, Rogers? You always come out on top. Well, maybe you got that reputation because you never happened to meet up with us before. But you've met up with us now.
Oh, poo. I say poo, poo, poo.
The sheriff leads Roy away, takes him to the sheriff's office just as he would anyone else. Roy is to be charged with attempted murder, assault, and battery. Jonah follows, and a moment later, Dale joins them.
What is it, Roy? What happened?
He's gone and arrested Roy.
Oh, Sheriff, you didn't.
Don't worry about it, Dale. Bruce made the complaint. I have to...
The front door is opening. And a man is entering. No, two men. Fred Pavert and Les Bruce. Roy and Jonah get back out of sight.
All right, let's make this fast, Fred.
It won't take long.
Yeah, this won't, maybe. We still got plenty more to do before the sun comes up.
You remember the combination of the safe without looking it up?
Sure, sure.
Let's go to work, then.
Roy and Jonah crouch in the shadows, listen and watch, without moving a muscle while the two outlaws turn the knob that will unlock the safe. They could spring the outlaws now, beat them here in the dark. But Roy has a bigger purpose in view. The door to the safe opens.
Let's see. Yeah, here's the papers.
How about the badge?
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Yeah, here it is.
Good.
In just a minute till I get this closed. Yeah. Now let's go. Yeah.
Once this is done,
it may come in handy before this night's over.
Roy and Jonah follow some distance behind the two outlaws, careful always to keep out of sight and out of sound. The moon is in the last quarter, and sometimes they have trouble keeping on the trail. But eventually, Bruce and Pappert lead them to the cliff directly below High Point Ridge.
Easy, Trigger. Quiet there, fella.
Look, look, look. Hey, Roy, can you see the renegades now?
Yeah, they're digging.
And they come a mighty long way just to dig a hole and bury a badge.
If that's what they're doing.
And I wish they'd hustle. See, I wish they'd hustle. They're near a quarter after one. Gulp and Glory was to call at the ranch to see me at 7:30.
I know.
Of course, it'll probably be all right. She was always a great one for setting.
She was, eh?
Yeah. Used to sit on a log with the general and look up into his face for hours. And the general would be gazing off towards the horizon with his hand stuck in his shirt.
Yeah, looks like he must have lost his best friend.
Jonah, is there anything wrong?
Huh?
Oh, what's the trouble, fella?
Oh, yeah, that gulping Glory was here and left.
Well, she'll be back when you explain what happened.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I ain't explaining nothing to that woman. Just looky here. I said, looky here. You know what these things is?
What?
Bones. Turkey bones.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes, Dale. She cooked the general's turkey. She cooked it and ate it herself, right down to the last pin feather.
Oh, no.
Drat that gulping Glory. Drat her for kingdom come and back again.
Dale, it looks as though the Double R Bar Ranch is going to have to make a little contribution here.
I should say so.
You know, we just can't leave the general without a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Longer, dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off, go, throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer.
Now, you ought to see my blue-eyed Sally. She lives way down in Shinbone Alley. The number's on the gate and the number's on the door. The next house over is the grocery store.
Now, what do you mean, you're a blue-eyed Sally? I'll kick you in your Shinbone Alley. My number's on the gate and my number's on the door. And I don't live next to no grocery store.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Let a little moonshine in your mouth. Lose your hopes in the grand field back to the lady in the lead. Swing your part a little bit hard now. The man left you on and out that big four around that room. Swing him and send him with a two fair word. Lead him up two and he buckle up four. To your homes and everybody swing. Swing your honey around the ring.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Stay a little longer. Don't see why you don't stay. Stay a little longer.
That's all for now, folks. This is Roy Rogers saying to all of you from all of us, goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you. See you next week.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
The Roy Rogers Show is brought to you by Post Cereals, each week at this same time, with the Whippoorwills, Forrest Lewis, Dale Evans, and the king of the cowboys himself, Roy Rogers. An Art Rush production, transcribed, directed by Tom Hargis, script by Ray Wilson, music by Milton Charles. Featured in today's cast were Frank Hemingway, Herb Butterfield, Bob Griffin, and Joe Duvall. This is Art Ballinger speaking for
POST
Post Cereals.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Because I told them anything bearing the brand name Post is good. So thanks a lot. Well, sir, we've heard rumors that Glenn DeBona and his gang are in Paradise Valley somewhere. And we're waiting for them to make their first move so we can go after them.
Not even the law's been able to find us, kid. How'd you get here?
Well, what difference does it make? I want to join up with you.
We don't take outsiders. My gang's a closed corporation.
I could help you, though, Mr. DeBona. I'd be a big help.
Ah, you're a green kid. You wouldn't know what to do.
Why don't you try me?
What? All right. Bring back 10,000 cash by tomorrow noon, and we'll talk about letting you in.
$10,000?
Sure.
Well, where will I get that much?
How do I know? You want to be part of the gang? All right. Earn your place. Now go on, get out.
Yeah. Thanks.
Just one thing, kid.
My name is Selby. Herb Selby, Mr. DeBona.
If you don't come back with the money, the full amount and on time, we'll have to take care of you. It's not safe to have an outsider running loose knowing where we are.
Yes, sir.
Now get going, then. See you at noon tomorrow. he'll hightail it out of this territory so fast. Nobody will ever see his dust. A green kid, huh, hobo?
Yeah.
And just to play safe, better follow him. See that he doesn't get into trouble.
Okay, DeBona.
If he does, you know what to do.
Yeah, I know what to do.
Red. Yeah? You trail Hobbler. Keep out of sight.
Give it to Mr. DeBona by noon.
Give me the 1,000. I'll take care of everything tonight.
Yes?
You Phil Warner?
That's right. Wait now, I didn't say you could come in.
Anybody else around?
What are you doing with that gun?
Are you alone? Somebody else here?
I'm alone, but you put that gun down, put it down, I say.
A lone horseman leaves the sod house and rides through the night. He turns into a lane, rides toward a ranch house. He's at the Double R Bar Ranch. He gets off the horse, knocks on the door. The door opens. Roy Rogers is standing there.
Roy, quick, can you help me? I've just killed a man. I failed to shoot a man at this particular time.
What's the matter, Jonah?
Well, I didn't get more than 10 or 15 minutes sleep all night. So I didn't get no sleep. Went to bed and got to thinking about how uncomfortable I used to be in the Army doing all-night sentry duty. I'd be dead ratted if I could get to sleep.
Oh, come on, Jonah. You going to stay on that horse all day?
Wait for orders, that's all.
We'll go around to the front door.
You'd better forget your Army days if that's the way it affects you, Jonah.
Yeah, well, I got to worrying about the time I was doing sentry duty and nearly shot Corporal Dumphy.
Your pal?
Yeah. Couldn't tell if it was a giant two-legged porcupine coming towards me or an Indian wearing a feather bonnet. All it was Corporal Dumphy. Somebody put glue in his bear grease, so when the corporal used the stuff, it made his hair stick straight up from all sides.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, well, we got the glue out. Dipped his head in boiling water a few times.
Boiling water?
Uh-huh. Water was plentiful in that locality.
But we what about Corporal Dumphy?
Oh, well, he complained a little, and his face redded up, as I remember. But
watch it now.
No.
There. Roy, on the floor.
Yeah. Phil wasn't having any dream when he said he'd killed a man.
I've seen this man somewhere before, Roy.
He's a bad hombre. Wells Hobbler. Hobo, they called him.
Well, what'd we better do, Roy? Wait till the sheriff gets here?
No, we'll look around and go back and make a report to his office. Save him time.
Roy, there's somebody outside.
I didn't know anybody was here.
Hiya, Selby.
Excuse me, I'll be back later.
Oh, come on in.
Well, that's all right.
You're a long way from home, aren't you, Selby?
Well, a little.
Exactly.
Well, let's go. There won't be any real trouble for Phil, especially since the man he killed is a known outlaw.
Roy, Herb Selby is leaving.
Hey, Selby, just a minute. We're riding back now, too. Close the door, will you, Jonah?
Well, thanks, Roy, but I'm not going toward town. I'm going the other way.
Well, so are we. We're going to try to catch up with the sheriff. Come on, Dale, Jonah.
Well, what I mean is I thought I'd stay and wait for Phil. Phil will probably need company when he comes back.
Well, nobody's staying here, Selby. Not until after the sheriff has done his investigating.
But, Roy, I don't think I'd...
Come on, mount up. You better ride along with us.
With him, Roy, riding behind us this way.
Oh, he's a potential deserter, as General Thomas Kenneth Rhodes, eh?
Selby's in some kind of trouble. It's connected with Phil Warner, but I can't figure how.
Those riders back there, they're following us.
See, Roy?
No, they're not, Selby.
Why'd anybody be following us?
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe they are following us.
I'm getting out of here. Hurry.
He's making a break for it, Roy.
Why, the fellow's as loony as a bed beetle.
Let's stay with him. Those hombres behind us are trying to get Selby. Let's stop them. Come on, Trigger.
You know, the way folks all over the country are going for Post Sugar Crisp, it's got to be good. You bet. Post's wonderful new cereal treat has caused a sensation everywhere. And if you've tried it at your house, you know why. As a cereal, it's dandy. For snacks, it's so handy. Or eat it like candy. Post Sugar Crisp really perks up a breakfast menu. It's so delicious. Just add milk or cream and it's ready to serve. No sugar needed. It's already sweet. It makes a perfect snack between meals, too, whenever you crave a special treat. And folks love to carry Post Sugar Crisp right along with them, wherever they go, and eat it like candy right out of the package. It's wholesome wheat for nourishment. And that sugar and honey coating for flavor and quick energy make it a wonderful pickup anytime. Don't just take my word for it. You try it. Get Post Sugar Crisp in the giant or regular size package with the three little bears on the front. Sugar Crisp, one of the famous Triple Wrap Post cereals. Guaranteed fresh or triple your money back.
Well,
While Roy, with Dale and Jonah, were investigating the shooting at Phil Warner's place, Herb Selby arrived. Selby was nervous, uneasy, and tried to find an excuse for not leaving when the others did. Roy, however, insisted. They rode away together. And now, as they approach Selby's home, they discover that they're being followed. Selby loses control of himself. He races ahead. Roy, Dale, and Jonah go after him.
Come on, Trigger. Take us out of here. Those hombres back there are trying to get Selby. Let's stop them.
Yeah, that's how us old army men do it, Roy.
Selby! Selby, head for the house!
Follow him, Dale. Don't let Selby out of your sight. We've broken this up for now, but somebody's after him, and they'll be back. Selby, I want to know why those men are after you.
I don't know. And I'll take the position of a sniper by this window right here, Roy. And I'll be ready for the warthogs if they make another charge.
I'll take the other one, Roy.
All right. Come on, Selby. Who are they?
Roy, a couple of hombres just rode up out front.
Thanks, Jonah. They're here for you, Selby.
It's Jabona's gang. I tried to join up with them, and now I'm in trouble, a lot of trouble.
And they're sure tough-looking hombres.
Must be ex-drill sergeants.
This is Glenn DeBona's gang you're talking about, huh, Selby?
They think I killed Hobo. I was supposed to get $10,000 to DeBona by noon today, and Hobo followed me to see how I got it.
Why are you supposed to get money for DeBona?
To prove I had nerve enough to be a member of his gang.
Say, them two out front are from the bunch that was following us, Roy. I recognize their horses.
Oh, they must be his trigger men come to get me. Roy, could you go to Mr. DeBona and tell him I didn't kill Hobo?
You know where he is?
Yes. Yes, I think so. I know where you could get in touch with him.
What about his gang?
Oh, they stay close to him.
If you're looking for a wealth of good eating for breakfast, dig into a mountain of golden crisp Post Toasties, the heap good cornflakes. Say one brimming bowl full of Post Toasties, and you'll know you've struck breakfast gold, because Post Toasties are rich in sweet kernel flavor, rich in right-out-of-the-oven freshness. Sure, Post Toasties are one of the famous triple wrap Post cereals. Guaranteed fresh or triple your money back.
Post Toasties, heap good corn flakes. The best thing that's happened to corn since the Indians discovered it. Heap good corn flakes. Post Toasties, heap good corn flakes.
And remember, Post Toasties with sugar and cream are not only heap good, they're heap good nourishment. Try them with fresh fruit, too. Boy, oh boy. Just be sure you get Post Toasties, the best thing that's happened to corn since the Indians discovered it.
Post Toasties, heap good corn flakes. The best thing that's happened to corn since the Indians discovered it. Heap good corn flakes. Post Toasties, heap good corn flakes.
Up to now, this is my party, and it's a party I'll really enjoy attending.
With Roy in the lead and Dale and Jonah following just behind, the men of Paradise Valley ride down upon the old sawmill, encircle it, form a ring of horsemen that none of the outlaws will be able to break. This has got to be the end of DeBona and his gang.
Let's clean this place out. Show these Al Hoots we don't want them around in our territory.
The door smashes open.
All right, DeBona. Where are you?
DeBona's crouching beneath the table. He knows his time has come.
Get up. Come on, DeBona, get up. I'm here to take you just for myself.
Roy moves closer to the gang leader.
You're going to pay for all you've done. Your robberies, your killings, the misery you've caused other people.
DeBona is on his feet now. Roy lashes out at him.
You're going to pay, DeBona.
DeBona is staggering.
You're going to pay plenty.
All through with him, Roy?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so, Jonah. We'll take him back to town with the others.
Yeah, there's three more at Herb Selby's place, don't forget.
We won't forget them. And let's hurry it up. I won't be around men like these any longer than I have to.
Well, I'm glad glad that's over.
I'm glad we had a fair chance at him.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about one thing, though. See, I'm sorry about one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I compared that polecat to a feller like Jerkin' Jake Golic.
I don't believe we know him, Jonah.
Well, the only thing wrong with Jake was that he got nervous so easy. Just like the time General Thomas Kenneth Rowe gave himself a birthday party.
Gave himself a party?
Why, sure. So the officers would know what day it was and bring presents.
You see, you don't understand how things are done, Dale.
No, you don't. You see, Jerk and Jake run a trading post, and the general orders his cake from there. Mm. And Jake was to deliver it in person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jake started getting nervous on the way over there. And by the time he walked into the general's quarters where the party was, he got to jerking something wonderful.
Mm.
And the first thing, the cake fell apart, then the lighted candles spilled all over, 68 of them.
Makes quite a...
I'm always dreaming of San Angelo. The stars are gleaming in San Angelo. The night we parted was just a year ago. I lost my heart in San Angelo. I see your sweet face and your eyes aglow. I hear you say, oh, darling, don't go. Your sweet face and your eyes aglow. I hear you say, oh, darling, don't go.
I've tried forgetting, but in my heart I know that I'll return to San Angelo.
Say, writers, want to be the envy of your gang? Then be the first to own the exciting new Roy Rogers Western Rings. You'll want to get all 12 of these wonderful full-color metal rings, adjustable to fit any size finger. They're all different. One ring pictures Roy himself. Others are of Dale, Trigger, and Bullet. And there are 8 more. And they're so easy to get. No box tops, nothing to write in for. You'll find one in each Western Ring package. The package with Roy's picture on it, of delicious mouth-watering Post Raisin Bran. That's right, only in Post Raisin Bran, the fruit and cereal treat. So start on your collection now. Be sure to get the new Western Ring package of Post Raisin Bran.
That's all for now, folks. This is Roy Rogers saying to all of you from all of us, goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you. See you next week.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling on.
P-O-S-T.
P-O-S-T. Post. The cereals you like the most brings you the Roy Rogers Show, starring the king of the cowboys himself, Roy Rogers.
It's roundup
time on the double R bar.
The Double R Bar Ranch transcribes stories and songs of the real West with the Whippoorwills, the wisest trail scout of them all, Jonah Wild, played by Forrest Lewis, the Queen of the West, Dale Evans, and in person, the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers.
Well, howdy, folks. This is Roy Rogers. Buckaroos, has your mom got that shelf filled with Post cereals? Well, I'll bet she's having a hard time keeping it filled because Post cereals are good. And Mom won't mind if you eat lots of them. She knows what we know, that you can count on anything bearing the brand name Post. Well, sir, Jonah rode over to the old deserted fort near Rocky Point today. You know, he served there when he was in the Army, and he kind of likes to visit the place even though there's nobody around there anymore. There's nothing much doing in town, I guess.
Thank you. I'm sure this is the house where Fred Pratt lives. We'll chance it anyhow. I'll knock. As quick as he answers, let him have it.
Fast. We don't want to take any chances with Pratt.
Keep your mind on one thing. We want his half of that map, and we're taking it. Wait. I hear him coming.
Yeah. Now! Get in on this house!
I got him!
Yeah, that got him. All right, shut the door. Now drag him into that side room while I start looking for his half of the map. We'll have to work fast. We want to be all set when Matty McCormick shows up. Matty's coming up the walk, Harris.
Well, I can keep Pratt under control if you can manage Matt.
I can manage two or three like Matty. I won't have any trouble on that score. Quiet now. Hello, Matty. Come on in.
Ed Bailey, I didn't know you...
Yeah, I'm here. Come on in, Matty. There's been a change in the plans.
I thought this was Fred Pratt's place.
Yeah, it is, but Fred had to leave for a couple of days. Something important came up, and he asked me to handle this.
Well, now, Ed, I don't know.
There's nothing to worry about. Sit down, I'll tell you the whole story Fred told me. Then you'll know I'm not working anything funny.
I was supposed to see nobody but Fred on this. He and I...
You and Fred served time together in the pen, Matt, I know. While you were there, you both did some favors for a lifer named...
Killed another one.
You must have been dreaming, Jonah. Nobody ever goes to the old fort.
Roy, I know what I seen.
Jonah, are you sure it wasn't just General Rowe's ghost doing a jig?
Now, just a second. The general never danced a jig in his life. The bunny hug was as far as he done bend. Roy, I tell you, I did see a feller killed.
Hey, he's serious, Dale.
Two fellers had another one there. They pulled a gun and they never give him a chance.
Well, let's get back out there.
Spoiled my whole day.
Dale, you keep your eyes open here. See if any strangers come into town. Let's go, Jonah. If there's been a killing, the quicker we get on the trail, the better. You wait here, Trigger.
You know, Roy, it happened right over there. They didn't have no respect for tradition at all. I say, they didn't have no respect. Why, that mess hall's where General Rowe sat down and ate with his men. See, the general sat down and ate with his men, Roy.
The general must have believed in equality.
Hurt pretty badly. The doctor won't let him be questioned for a while.
Well, we've reached the dead end here. There's some footprints just outside, but the country's too rocky to follow a trail.
Say, Roy, one of them killers limped a little, favored his left leg.
That may help.
His left leg?
Well, when I first seen him, I was reminded of the time that Corporal Dumphy...
A man with a limp checked in at the hotel just after you left, Roy.
Oh, he don't ever let me finish. I wonder if they don't like Corporal Dumphy.
What was his name?
Corporal Dumphy liked everybody.
I don't remember offhand, Roy.
Well, let's check on him. Jonah will be able to identify him if he's the killer. We better move fast, too, before the outlaws get clear out of the territory. Find out what room you gave this man, Dale. Jonah and I will go up and see if he's in.
All right.
When he comes to the door, Jonah, I'll act as though I've made a mistake, and if he's the right man, you nudge me.
About 'em, how about those great earthquakes? They are so good, good for you, too. They do minute energy work for you, so how about 'em, how about 'em? How about grape nuts flakes?
Yep, how about those grape nuts flakes? Take an old hand's advice, partners. Tomorrow, when you roll out of your bunk, corral a bowl full of that great energy-given cereal, Grape Nuts Flakes. Grape Nuts Flakes are called the great two-minute energy cereal because 2 minutes after you polish off a bowl full, their powerhouse whole wheat energy starts to go to work for you. That's the kind of quick energy you fellers and gals need. You go for Grape Nuts Flakes sugar-roasted flavor. It's delicious. So ask Mom to get you Grape Nuts Flakes, the two-minute energy cereal. Look for Roy's picture on the front of the package.
How about Grape Nuts Flakes?
Grape Nuts Flakes, one of the famous triple wrap post cereals. Guaranteed fresh or triple your money back.
You won't be sent back, Harris. We'll take care of these three.
That's why I brought them here.
You and Bailey been to see the marshal yet?
Not yet, Verma. We had a little trouble getting the map.
Marshal Weber won't wait for the money.
And the quickest we can get the money is tomorrow morning. He'll have to wait until then.
I'll talk to him.
What about these three? They got more honest than Weber has.
I told you we'd take care of these three. You just bring the money here as fast as you can so I can give it to Marshal Weber.
Okay. But see that you don't pay it to Weber until he hands over the stuff we're buying. The right stuff, too. So he doesn't blackmail us a second time.
Wait a minute. What are you threatening me for? I'm doing you a favor acting as a go-between.
If it wasn't for me, Weber would send you up the river again.
Sorry, Burma.
Well, that's better. Lefty, you and a couple of the boys take care of these three. Ride them out to our shack at Willow Springs. If I was you folks, I'd go along peaceable.
We'll take your advice, Burma, but I won't guarantee that we'll use it long.
Roy, Dale, and Shona are disarmed, then escorted by three trigger men to a shack near Willow Springs. There, they're held prisoner, not knowing what their fate is to be, whether the gang plans to release them eventually or do something else. The three armed men remain outside the cabin on guard.
Yeah, sitting 14, 15 wars. Was took prisoner and every dad ratted one of them. But this is the only time I ain't been able to escape.
We'll figure out some way.
How, Roy? With three armed men outside guarding us.
Oh, Shaw, I wish Rabbit Head Robbie was here.
That's a new one, isn't it?
I never heard of him.
Well, right name was Private E.E. Robertson. But his head was shaped like a rabbit's, come to a sharp point at the front teeth, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, sir, me and old Rabbit Head was took prisoner during the East Border War and was put in a cabin, a whole lot like this. I say a whole lot like this, with a guard stationed outside. And just see, you listening, Roy?
I'm trying to think about our own situation.
Well, now, pay attention to this. It may give you an idea. Well, sir, old Rabbit Head, he noticed a knothole in a board at the side of the cabin. Now, on account of his head coming to a point, he managed to get his front teeth clean through the sheer knot hole. Then he waited and he waited. And finally, the guard backed up a little.
Oh, no.
That was what old Rabbit Head was waiting for. He bit. I say he bit and he bit hard.
Oh, Jonah.
Hung on for dear life. The guard struggled and fought and dropped his rifle. Well, sir, that was just what I was waiting for. I run out and grabbed the rifle.